by the table so you can record both of you and capture.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let me get closer. Oh, it's all right, I can sit here.
I'm over here.
This is fine. Okay. Look, your name is?
Shmayahu Shulman.
And where were you before that you came to see Rabbi Aaron?
The first time I met Rabbi Aaron was in Morocco, and I was a Talmud in Baltimore. I was a Talmud in Eretz Yisrael, but it was here in Baltimore. And in the winter of Tov Shin Beis, January 1942, Gimel Shvat is Niftar Gevoren, the Rosh Yeshiva's Shver, the Rosh Yeshiva's father-in-law, Reb Sheftel Kramer, Zachar Baruch. Reb Sheftel had to
be
living in Klivne, a Kanto
Vizor. Reb Rudman.
Yeah, the Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Rudman Shver, and he took sick, don't let never have it, and he was buried in Baltimore. And the Ravai was Gimel Shvat Toshin Beis, 1942. And the Baron's Rebetzin was the first cousin with the Rebetzin Ruderman. So during the week of Shiva, the Baron and his Rebetzin came to visit Nildivni Shiva. Understand?
Yeah,
And meanwhile, he said, a Shira in the Yeshiva. Vim Galant Yemel Bob Metzia. The Yorkta Shira, the Moradaf Yud Aleph. Rabbi Yechon says, Tano yesh lo chotza ve yesh lo dalet amas, v'shloki shamak tano ein lo chotza ve ein lo dalet amas. That was the topic. And he spoke about the Rambam, the Rabbi, the Soul, the Azir, and Atifar Shir Yisuk. That was the first time I met him. Then I learned in Lakewood. You see, a year later, he organized Lakewood in the spring of 1943. Lakewood was open. It come from White Plains, you know that, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
So Lakewood, that summer, the summer of 1943, I learned in Lakewood.
Who was there at the same time with you?
Who wanted to tell me that? Yeah. Yanko Weisberg is in there, the Yisrael Bergstein, and there was Shmuel Scheinberg, all of us children. There's an elephant in the middle. Shmuel Scheinberg was a younger brother of Reb Pinchas Scheinberg. He was already married and so on, he was learning in the Kibbutz. And Reb Nosser Wachtfegel, he wasn't a Mashgiach, he was like a Talmud daughter in the Kolom. And Reb Pesach Kohn, he was a Chavrusa with Shmuel Scheinberg. Then there was a fellow, an interesting fellow from England, Manus Moore. He had been stuck upon him in Europe when the war broke out, and they landed up, and you know, the British nationals were taken down to Australia. By the British government, then from Australia, he came back to America and he learned in Lakewood this in the summer of 43. It was like, many years later, I met Manus Moore. He lived in Gateshead. After the war, he went back to England, lived in Gateshead. There must have been about 20, 25, that's all.
Yeah.
And Rabban's Seder Gwen Azei. He used to come, the whole week he was in New York, you know, working for Vadatzol, and he said, Shiurim in his home and so on. Thursday night he would come from Matotel, you know, we'd come to Lakewood, and 5 minutes later we'd be sitting in his room, Zitzim et Aglesel Teyeshengalel. Friday, of course, was the day of getting ready for Shabbos. Shabbos was the main day he said his Shiur. We were learning Masech to Gittin that summer. In Ashaleach, the Gezok Shiurim, that summer in Ashaleach. And the Shiurim were very extensive, you'd say maybe two and a half hours. But I remember Moshe Shir at the end of Ashaleach, the Shaila's daughter, Tziyesh Kinyim, Biyad Akom, Leafkiya, Miyad Meiser, Tzad Goykem, Afkiya, Zayn, Kedusha. So he said, Ashir, Nem Zayin, the Gemara Daf Nem Zayin. So he went through all of the Zeroyim with one line, Weizen, Machlekes Rekiven, Andre Chachomim, Tzitter, the Gemar is Mafkir with the Meiser, Gemar Chir with Mafkir with the Meiser. He went through it, Tumes and Meisers and the Bikurim, Yechale, all the way through. But the 2.5 hours this year. Sometimes on Sunday he would repeat the Shir, sometimes not. And then, of course, Sunday night he would go back to New York. So he was in yeshiva from Thursday night till Sunday night. The rest of the week he was always in New York, the whole week. The Rebbetzin Apunim would stay on, and of course, Sora, his daughter, was a youngster. She was in the yeshiva with us too. Sometimes we would go back to New York with him. That was a Seder. And when he said the Shia, I mean, he knew all the Tzoras was going on in Europe, and through Rivad Atzolot. But he looked at Shia, was in a different world. And also he used to eat with the Bochrim Friday night, the Shabbos, like the rest of the Bochrim. So he used to, of course, tell Mises and Zachar, Chedushim, and so on. I remember for instance, once the problem came up about the Duchenin, Bechol Yehim. The Mechaber says, Meduchen Dalatog, the Ramo says, in Chutzlaus, Meduchen No Yom Tiv, Bamusav as Feltzimcha, Gans Yom Feltzimcha. So he told us that the Vilna Goyens of Enel Rocha wanted to institute Amzol Duchen and Alatog in Vilna. That was Maskman with the Ramo. So what happens is, Argzen Asimim and Ashimayim was almost in Tod. A door später, a generation later, Reb Chaim Valozhin decided that he's going to do it. So that Shabbos, in which they were supposed to be Machris, Oisrufen and Alle Shul, Morgen, Zuntek, they'll start Duchenen and Alle Shul, and Alle Botem Groshim and Valozhin, Kerem. What happened was, Gevon Asreif in Shtetl, and half of Valozhin burned down. Ubisechom Reb Chaim's Bismar. Then Asim and Hashemayim Davosim Tov. Then Rabban continued after Yisrael Salanter, a generation or two later, but Gizot Venevold Gehalten La Haloche, but Avduchen and Alitog, what tells Achnitom Gehalten? Well, Leib Hashemayim, Leib Hashemayim, what says Men Hashemayim, and Muzog Mastot. So I remember, where Rabban and Atashmechel Giton, Gerecht seine Segewen, der Goen in Reb Chaim, sie haben verstanden dem Remes, they understood, aber wenn sie mich schon mehr von mir nach Shemayim nicht los. I remember the Rabbah, I said, nicht so schmeichel.
It's interesting, the Sfaradim still do it.
What?
The Sfaradim still do it.
Right, doch, man. The Sfaradim gave me the Machaber, steht doch, it was interesting.
You can't do it.
Ganze Welt fills with the Ramos.
I'm saying the Ramos we have Matthias.
People don't understand. The Ramos merely recorded the Minhoge Ashkenaz where they differ from Sfarad. The Machabel recorded the Minhoge Sfarad. It wasn't his own idea. The Chaber he just recorded them in Hoges for us. The Chidor bring there were 300 Chachomim in Eretz Yisrael. Am Zachneye given as if he stayed to Mechaber. And the Mechaber, Rabbi Yosef Karo, merely recorded the meaning Chachmes for us. Of course, you added here and there, man. He's the Mechaber. Certainly he added things of his own. But essentially, there's a record of the Minhoges for us. Along came the Ramor. You wrote a Shulchan Aruch, but then you should have Sefer HaMapa. Sefer HaMapa, the tablecloth. It's tablespread, right? Sefer HaMapa. Right? In which he puts down the differences. In other words, the Mechaber saved him a job. Instead of him writing a Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch can go. All he has to do is spread out a tablecloth. Fatzecha lim et smisayim zayim, the Minahoge Ashkenaz, which is different from Svara. That's all he needed. Where did he get off? That's all. Now, another thing I want to tell you, noch an interessante Sach, oder Gerät, oh, a Meise, this is a
Rebbe.
Yeah. I mean, I don't remember when he told these Meises, but I'm always a Shabbos, my teeth, like the Rutzel Sach. Der Rutzel, a Meise, she heu, in 1648, you know, there was Gzeres, in Poland, when the Gzeres Zorch. So the Shach was a dying in Vilnius and Kloffen. He landed up in Prague, Bohemia. Right. Nehemia was more or less, it was weak, yeah, no more Chumash. So he was in Prague. There was no Chagat, it's when the Sukkot. When in Gans Prague, and when Ashas Chirim, there was one Esrik. The whole city of Prague, there was one Esrik. When that Esrik had a Shaila, so they showed it to the older Rav in Prague, Rav Shimon at Dagais. Rav Shimon looks at it, all right, it was on them in the Esrik, but on a Brochet. He can't see that. So the Shach, he went a Sachinger. So they showed it to the Shach. So the Shach, we came back to Brochet. So the fellow who was holding the Esrik went to say the Brochet. He said, my voice is gefallen, the Esrik from the hand. And I remember the Rebbe, it's such a schmichel. Es ist ein Kinscheire vom Gebrochenen gewesen. The Esrik broke, the Nosh Alles. Years later, before the Shach is away from the world, now the Shach from there is a war over in a town called Helichow. Helichow, somewhere in Bohemia, somewhere in Czechoslovakia, he became the Rav of Helichow, and Ataki Likdot in the Helichow. He didn't admit Marach Younger in the Shach. Bohemia is Czechoslovakia. Bohemia is a province, in those days it was called Bohemia, today it's called Czechoslovakia. Anyway, Gunther's to show the Shach, in of Niftingor. So he had a son, I think he has a Reb Meir, the Zun. And he bet him Zun, the Zrikfon in Prague, and bet him a Chile by the Mountain Rov, by Reb Shimon. Nid was er gerecht, gerecht la Halloche, es gerecht auf Schach. Weil er nicht gedacht, Paschen in bei Emmestot. Bei Emmestot, tell er heute Meise für Rebar. I used this Meise, when I was a Geschäft, you know, with the Erev, back in Flatbush, in the Borough Park. So I said to one of the rabbis, you know, that I said to him, Naniach ha-yirket me'lele for Reb Meisher Feinstein. But Reb Meisher Feinstein, le'maisi le'chongam, he's the basic in New York. So I didn't get off so verkehrt. I used this maisi. I'm not going into the lomdus, I said. I feel like you can't me'lele for Reb Meisher. Naniach ha-yirket me'lele. Aber yirtens, didn't get off paskin and be'emishtot. That's what I told him. Le'maisi for Reb Meisher. No, anything else you like?
More from Rebaran.
More from Rebaran. What's
not?
The thing from Rebaran was to begeistert werden. This, man, as I said before, he knew the problems Nebach, Stutzach in Europe and in Asia and in Samarkand. And the guy told me them from Wolf and Abakafe Soros. Soros, the Klal and Prat. And yet, we as a human learning, you could see as a felt an undermensch, as if when by geistert von a swore, the simcha satere you saw by Rabban.
So, when did you go away from Lakewood?
I learned there in the summer of 43.
And then?
Then I went back to Baltimore, and I was there for several years. You know, a smicha, a day, a chesmish. But then in 1947, I came back just for a few weeks. I was there a short time. After that, the shiur. Yechof ha-shritten afil l'hosh in Prokim for yet a shiur. Shiur, it was a tyrus. I don't remember exactly.
A lot of people said that they had very difficulty understanding a shiur.
Because they're not familiar with the Minyanim. First of all, they don't know Yiddish that much. Uh-huh. I know Yiddish. My father and mother didn't know Yiddish. Yechi was Yiddish and Thomas Sreid. Except, I remember once there was a Rabbi Klavan in Washington, if you heard of him, So the Shiva in Baltimore was once away for a few weeks. He had to go about raising money. So the Rabbi Klavan used to come in from Washington, Zogan Hashiva, I don't remember coming. But the Gerät, echt in Yiddish, had the Nechosim gewogen Wolveler. I never heard that word Wolveler. You know what Wolveler means?
No.
They always said, see that? I thought I knew Yiddish. Wolveler hastened became cheaper. The properties became cheaper. So that's the one word in Yiddish that had a Chubilel for Rabbi Klavan. But you in Bach Hashem, you can't Yiddish. Now Yiddish was no problem. And then you had to be familiar with the Gemara to follow. I was able to, mostly I was able to follow it. But one thing I do remember, that Mein Tkufa gelernt Reb Meisher Eisman. Oh, that's not what I forgot. Reb Meisher Eisman He was one of the few fellows that used to be mefalpel in the middle of the shir with the baron up and back. You know, and sometimes we're going to get chopped as a schnell, but they were so fast up and back. My eyes were always even though I get it, I say, you listen, they're gentle still, but he was vindictive. So I'm following with Rabban. Also, you know who else used to come? Nissen Waxman, Oliver Sholem, if you know him, or you heard of him. He was the Rav of Lakewood. In Lakewood at that time, there were two Rabbanim. Then Reb Nissen Waxman, and his Zarinsky, that's what that is. Zarinsky. Zarinsky was the son-in-law of Reb Yankiv Grossman. So Given, there were several, the Noche Given, Etlache Zin, one of Reb Yankiv Grossman's sons, had left in Lakewood, Shmuel Grossman. And that's better they could go for Shmuel Grossman, from the Grace in London, for Baal's Talmina. But Reb Yankiv Grossman had a son-in-law, and he was a rov in one shul, but the main shul was Nissen Waxman. So Nissen Waxman, he used to come to hear a Baal Shiurim on Shabbos afternoon. And he used to ask him to the shir, which the Baal was not too happy about. I mean, I heard that in Kletzkot, I can't unzit a little bit plenty, but the hair of Tuol, the rov in Stott, you know, he's a rov in Lakewood, you can't have the zidl and you can't call him an amor, it's a boy or whatever. I understand that back in Kletzklik, there's only the bochum, are you waste to say was tutsach in Shir? But you waste was tutsach in Peking. So the fellows told me when they got to Shanghai, so he said, yes, waste me was tutsach in Peking. But anyway, but Reb Baron, he couldn't call him whatever. So you could see the way Reb Baron holds a chayin, he controlled, you could see it, he controlled himself. Bizvana got, as a chayin was you will, chayin was you will. That was the end of it. But he couldn't say any more, you know. You understand, the Rav Shtot, you know, you'll go when they call him.
He used to be very, the people used to say things, he used to be very sharp.
He was very sharp, but at the Rav of the Lakewood. Nissen went a Tam Chochem, Nissen Waxman went a Tam Chochem. I learned in Europe nothing. Turned out I learned by the same Rebbe that my father had learned years before.
Where's
my
that?
Father was old, back in Slutsk. But Nissen went a Tam
Chochem. He was close to the Mechorim, Nissen. They put out together the Maila Satayra.
Yeah, went a Tam Chochem movie in Tavasay. But anyway, right after that, when Rabban came, a half a year or a year later, he left Baltimore, went out. He left Lakewood and went up to Balabos in Baltimore, because his Shver was from Baltimore. When Rabbi Schwartz, when the Elder Rav in Baltimore. But I remember, Chilas Kveide, I think it was a mistake. Lakewood was a beautiful shtel. So what else can I tell you?
Rabbi used to speak about the
Gro.
What did he say?
Do
you remember speaking about the
Vilna Goyim? I don't. The Vilna Goyim, the Maiskim, but he used to speak out Chalamei Tzukis. I wasn't there, Chalamei Tzukis. But the Maiskim from Goyim from the Kehanim. Because the Maiskim from Goyim, Avada. I remember one Shir he said, it must have been when they were learning Gittin. It's from Anna Psapir Hagor, a whole Bir. So the Shir was 2 hours, Ya'amit of Bir Hagor, explaining the Bir Hagor, and all the Shitas and so on.
Okay, so that's it. Thank you very much for your work.
Very well, I'm going to give you some pause or something.
Yeah, this is the second chapter.
I want to speak about Sarah.
You want to, I lost
it. Yeah, it's not a good idea.
What about after Lakewood?
Look, I have other stuff that. There's other stuff that. I have lots of Lakewood. I have already.
That's politics. Listen,
I have all that.
I want to tell you about Sarah. Listen to this.
The back.
Elder Heimbach, Sarah. So you and Amedele. This is 1943. Yeah, Amedele. It must have been a teenager. You know, because Reb Schneier, you know, was in Eretz Yisrael. He came after the war.
Right.
But Sarah, you Emmetons. So at 6 o'clock, there was a big dormitory room. You know, 20 fellows maybe slept in there. It was one building, that's all. 617
Sixth Street. The Legion building.
617 Sixth Street. That was the whole building. But there was a one big room, you know, like a dormitory, maybe 20 fellows slept in. 6 o'clock, everybody would go up to listen to the news. It was Tutzach Molchomet. And she would also come up to listen to the news.
We had the radio.
You know?
We had the radio.
Yeah, one fellow had a radio to listen to the news. Yeah. And I think there was that time that the Allies had bombed the Ploiești oil fields in Romania. Uh-huh. See, there were the Romanian oil fields, because the Germans, since they would have no oil, they couldn't operate the machinery and anything. So the Americans had bombed the Ploiești oil fields and other things. But she used to come up and listen to the news and say, Gehatem selben gang wie Rebaren, Gehatem kopf wie Rebaren. You know, she had all kinds of cheshbenes, wie man soll führen dem Olchome, ja, sechfieren und lefieren, you know. Pame, she got a kopf wie Rebaren, you know, she's following around. The ganze Gedanken guy mit Pimpel, mit Doss, as a youngster, she was, I mean, we didn't have too much to do with her, but the Unterschuh was sie zachen, mit Sassig, wenn ich her, was tut zachen, ja, cheshbenes, that's what I want to tell you about, so. But she was still a youngster, she must have been a teenager, yeah. I don't know her exact age. But Reb Schneier was born in 1918, I think.
You knew Reb Schneier?
Reb Schneier came after the war. Uh-huh. I was learning again in Lakewood. Uh-huh. Reb Schneier was on Northumberland. He wasn't married yet. He was he was engaged to be married before
right.
the war.
Right.
But he came back, he learned the ganze Zeit in Europe, in Zeden, with the Bissel Zalman. Ich war mal gefragt, Reb Schneier, er hat doch gehört, die Jürgen von dem Brisker Rohr, Reb Velvo. Because Reb Baron's son, of course, he let him in. You know, to get into Reb Velvo was a gewaltige Sache. Not everybody, but Reb Baron's son, Reb Schneier, allein kennt man. And Reb Schneier hat gekannt alle Rischeine mit Baral. I remember speaking with a lawyer in Gurtum. I wusste mit Mori, mit Rischeine, mit Agwena, not in Gurtum, right? So I asked Reb Schneier from Reb Velvo, "Was mehr Kirche Gottel? Was war Schiurim?" So he said to me, "Reb Velvo, I'm not a schwacher Mensch." He said, "Maybe an hour a day, that's all." Stein? But when he took a piece of Gemara, top glad the Gemara, he went glad, no kashes, nothing. It was as a grace of people. And the Gemara, when he got through, was glad. Doesn't really care. You see it in the Xovim for Reb Velvo, like I said. Nicht nur von der Pilpel, der Pchaim ist auch sehr stark in der Pilpel, aber er sucht Sachen glatt. You know, it's smooth. Alle Sachen verrennt glatt. Das Schneer told me that too. Aber der Schneer gewinnt hat nur den Gordel meid. I remember, was man gerade in der Woche gemacht hat, wo es lacht die Gemorre mit den Schäden, mit alles nicht. But he was in the Muhammad site, he was in Lakewood, he was learning with the Bissel Zalman, dem Zeden.
After you left Lakewood, did you ever keep up with the bar?
I used to go very often to the shiurim. Kedem called like the Dozong shiurim door, you know, for the every once in a while they had a kinos from the Talmidei Kletzk in Lakewood, in New York, Alma Zogna shiur. The last shiur kindomani I read must be in 62. See, when a half year before Petir or something. Was the result? In the Dorim, I'm sorry, in Shavuos, Eifa Tone Avim, Eifa, but you learned Shavuos by Rabbi. So, the more at the end of Shavuos 2, the third parak, but there's a getroffen with his older brother Avimai. Eifa Avimai, when they roch with Papadis, he went two brother. So Avimai had them verheard, as in a gesorg Shavuos, Asora. Der Ochter hat gesagt, Schuhe schon lechel Tesha, wie viel kommt der Malkus? Und er hat gesagt, es kommt der Malkus einmal. Sagt er, ist der Best. Sein ganze Gemorre ist der Best. So he said, that one of the last year, wenn ich von der Bahn, auf die Suge hier, von dem Rambam und so on and so forth. I don't remember the part, but that's one of the last year, wenn ich von der Bahn. But very often haben wir gehört von der Bahn. Shiurim, you say Shiurim. And I'm also too far on the lake for the Shiurim. Every once in a while. Vade. I kept up with the Rebbe who said, one thing I want to tell you, a Kleinigkeit. Yeah. When the Rebbe was in New York, you know, he lived in the West Side. He had an apartment in the West Side. He's going to call me in Tzukis. Come on, I'm a Rebbe. Friend, have my cash. What's the problem you fact? The Gemara zog, Tomar Rovi, mit Steyer, Potter, Menasuk. Fragt die Gemorre, Tanan, Chaylan am Shamsheim, Tur min Asut, ihr weißt, wo ist Chaylaim mit Steyr, ey? Und die Gemorre mit Steyr, hu Potter, mit Shamsheim Chayovim, aber Chaylan hu mit Shamsheim Tur. Aber gefragt er sei, der Poskim steht, as wieder den the first night of Sukkis, noch am Sundotin. Die Dorten steht, Achela ist Taki Potter, viele Achela sind es, aber mit Steyr ist Chayim. Die gefährlich untergehen erst noch bis ein Sukkis, aber der Rest des Sukkis ist Potter. Kennt doch die Gemorre so ein Poshut. Chayla ist Potter, viele mal Leila Rischen. Und mit Steyr ist Chayim Leila Rischen. Later I found the horror from the Nachwen. Aber erst Rebaron die Scheibe. So I remember Rebaron so gehabt hat, Tewer sei, a Kukton a See, der Charun Trachten See. You know that, you remember this Tewer? You know Tewer war, see? Gleich mit der Terz. Was ist der Terz? Es kann sein, so Terz, that actually there no difference with mit Steyr im Chayla. Die Poskin was halten, mit Steyr ist Chayiv, und in der Chayla ist Chayiv. Und mit Steyr ist Potter, ist Chayla Potter, no difference. However, the Meise, as a Rov, a Mere Roy, gets the Chayla, is a Vasa Chayla, Chayla, Tiber Michael sein, a Filo Lila Vision. Ich bin mit Steyr, man geht auf Machmur sein. Ich bin auch Reue in der Halloche, nicht in der Erzim Machleikis. Der erste Chochme auf uns. Und dann der Chochme, das wäre ein Baum, typisch ein Baum. Hat sich ein Netzi gegeben. Hat sich ein Netzi gegeben. Aber ich fand die Ohren später nach Reinen Fremdes. Das ist ein typischer Baum, hat sich ein Netzi gegeben mit der Scheile. Dann die Zochen von Rebaron gewinnen gewaltig. Well, that was one of his major things, you know, major qualities. Erst die Simche von Lernen was now second to none. Simche, that's second to none. And we all pull on, weißt du, das war die Zochen. Du musst weisen, sie haben gerecht. Was Schiller Baltimore told me the same thing, you know, 1937, Kletzkin and Glenn of the Welt, so the Baron came here to America to raise money for Kletzkin. And he stayed in Shiva's home because the Rebbetzins were first cousins. So the Baron's Rebbetzin is the daughter of Rebbe Zalman. And Rosh Yeshiva in Baltimore, his Rebbetzin is the daughter of Rebbe Sheftel. And Rebbe Zalman and Rebbe Sheftel were married to two sisters. So they were the first cousins. So he stayed there. So Rebbe Shiva told me, the Baron flicked the room late from Anoch Gelta, he came home at night, he ate something. 10 o'clock at night, so you don't have to learn. You won't have to learn. You won't have to learn until 3 o'clock in the morning. And he had to convince the Rosh Yeshiva. He saw the Rosh Yeshiva is not convinced. It's like the Weiss, noch a Raya, noch a Teis, was noch a Ramah. He had to show him it's sehr sein
Ergerecht. It was the first time somebody put it in those words.
Are you familiar with that?
I understand. But I never somebody give it that term before. They talk about this trait, but nobody ever put it down as the talk.
Somebody told me also the difference between Rabbi Reuven and Grabowski. Rabbi Reuven is a guy and an amkel. But Rabbi Reuven, you ask him a shveri kashi, he would work at it and work at it. He had no terraces nicht. But Baron and Shaykh has it. He had to find something to be asked.
You're
going to
send a copy of the book when you write it?
When I get a copy, I have to get 170 copies.
Why 170?
Everybody who spoke.
People, yeah.
Reuven is going to go in the same category. But I mean, that was his league, the Baron Kotzen Tosserei.
They were together in Slobodka. Yeah.
But this is a besunder keach. It's a besunder keach when you choke it. Nothing fazed him. But Rebaron arrived in America. You know what I mean? So he came here to San Francisco Erev Pesach, 1941. No. He had been sich a pekel matze, as Rabbi Licht told me. He had gebacked a pekel matze in Moscow, wherever he was before he left Russia. And he came across the, you know, the Pacific, and he landed in San Francisco. And years later, I met a fellow, Felschleisser, There's a family for Schleiser and Borbach, the uncle for Schleiser. He must have children like
that.
So this fellow was Moshe for Schleiser. He lived in San Francisco. Feigachem, were you there in San Francisco when the Baron was there? So whose home you think he lived in? He was in our home for Pesach, in the first Schleiser's home in Ben Elach Yudin in San Francisco. So you remember say Pesach. But no, Pesach was too much fun in New York. That's when he started his activities. He was in New York at the Rebzok Shiurim the ganze Zeit in his house.
I want to just ask, I need to have from you like a short history of your, like your, it's called a biographical sketch.
On myself?
Yes.
Myself?
Because on top of the article I have to put down a sketch.
Okay, good. I'll tell you. My father was the sheikh and the rabbi of a town called Pinebrook, New Jersey. That's where we grew up.
Pinebrook.
In the last month or two, there were floods, so you heard about it maybe. It was Jersey, and fell for floods in Pinebrook.
Where is Pinebrook?
It's not far from Passaic. My father was shocked in Passaic.
Yeah.
But he asked the boys in Passaic, nobody even heard of Pinebrook. I claim Stettel at all. My father came to Ochlas of Bocher, and Ochlas. We all grew up in Pinebrook. Just before the war, in 1939, we moved to Washington. My father was in Washington till 1980.
Washington, D.C.,
yeah. So that's why I learned in Baltimore. Uh-huh. So I was learning in Terre Vadas for a few years.
Oh, yeah?
Then we moved to...
Who were you by Terre Vadas?
Well, I learned Reb Meir Kahane, you know, Reb Losser Kahane's father.
Yeah.
You learned by Reb Losser Kahane?
No. No, I was there, I don't remember.
What's up, who did you learn by?
The last rabbi I have was Rav Karp.
Oh, Rav Karp, and then a son-in-law of Mendelovich.
Yeah.
Sure, Vande. So I also have a galer by Rav Meir Kahane, Rui Meir Kahane, Noch Rav Galer, Rav Avrom Chinich. He was in Yudah. And Rav Gedal Yashor.
Yeah.
And Rav Meisha Rifkin yet, half a year.
Yeah.
Rav Rifkin was there yet in Yudah?
Yes.
He was a Goyen, Meisha Rifkin was a Goyen, Al Babacher.
Yeah.
You know, he wrote a Sefer Reishis Tzion or something like that. It's a masterpiece. First, masterpiece. And if the best is fun, then I shall follow him. Tell him, that's a great one. Reb Shleimer, I never was in the Shiro. I was a Yingel. Reb Shleimer Heimer was the Dirosh Yeshiva. But the Noch moved down to Baltimore, to Washington, so I went to Baltimore. The Noch, I was in the rabbinate a few years too.
Where?
The first stella was the shul in Washington, Kesher Yisrael, that's still a shul. Senator Lieberman down is there now. That was my first stella. I'm still a boy.
It's downtown?
It's not far from the White House. Yeah. It's walking distance from the Capitol of the White House. Because don't the cults, you know, fancy people are still rice. You have to watch the cult trials. There's no good rice.
Yeah.
Then look, I was a rabbi in Jersey City for a few years. That's why I got married. My wife and I were married. Then look, I was in Connecticut, Norwich, Connecticut. I met Senator Lieberman. So I used to be a rabbi in Connecticut, elder from Connecticut, in Norwich, Connecticut.
Yeah.
Oh, he says in the congregation, Brothers of Joseph. He knew the name of the shul. Just a politician.
He wasn't part of that shul.
No, he lived going in the place in New Haven, whatever, in Hartford. That was this the eastern part of North Connecticut. But he was in New that there's an Orthodox shul and the shul has Brothers of Joseph. Just a politician.
I still know.
Huh?
That's his business.
That's his business, right.
Then
look, I was, most of my time in the stock market. I was 40 years in the stock market. Then I retired from finished years ago.
So that's it. So thank you very much.
It was not given the reason for trying to think.
Did you ever ask about Baram Shalos? Halacha Lemaisa, Paskin Shalos, the Maisa?
Halacha Lemaisa. In those days, if you had a Shalos, you looked at Mishnah Berurah. Then you end up meaning Gamal. What else did? What else can I tell you? The Rebbeson, the Rebbeson is famous. The Rebbeson Kotel.
I never met her. I saw her.
She's given out some lectures.
Did you know in this neighborhood the Rabbi Salman Shapiro?
Do I know? I know him from the Tel Aviv house. What about him?
I have an interview from him too. Because he used to go to the hospital.
Rabbi Aaron had a sister,
yeah,
Molly
Kotler. Right.
So Rabbi Aaron always used to come and visit her. She's going to have a Kaminiski, a Gornish. She's like Kalamol Badoyer and us, for long ago, I can ask our mathematician. Rabbi Aaron could have been the mathematician. But so in the Hechazig, you know, with mathematical Hechbenis and us. She got them Hechbenis, Rabbi Aaron. His daughter saw it.
He told a story with the mafia he was involved too. He told me the story. He said he was there. I didn't ask him to tell me the story. He just told me the story.
Oh, the mice stumped for them. And the Shlemish Pils are a very clever fellow. We can understand. Why don't tell with us? We're a Rebbe Shenikl.
You interviewed him already?
Yeah.
He's in the hospital.
I don't know. I have to keep track of 162 people.
What else can I do?
Shasbury
is there? Yeah, with Memorial.
Incidentally, a Baron. When I came there, you know, he wanted to know where I'm from, this and that. So I told him of a shtetl called Rosenberg, and my father told me that his mother was from the same town. His father was a Roman Sislovich.
Oh, right.
But his mother came from a town called Rosenberg, not far from Slutsk. So when I came and I told him, that's a gehalten, we're from the same family. Sie tanen doch jetzt Rischel. Whenever she sees us, oh, they're doch mishpoche. No, seriously. I didn't know all of it. But he knew all the families. See, that whole town was one big family intermarried.
Did you know Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky?
Father,
he was from there, no?
I was from Minsk.
Minsk. So when they were together.
This is Minsk of Gubernia. It's not too far. My father lived in Minsk. My boy is Slutsk in Minsk. But he came from a town called Rozve, Klinstetela. If you have a safer Binyanav, I think it's called, you know? Of a Vomaron Yudalevich.
Beisav.
Shalchu was Beisav. About Vomaron Yudalevich. He was over in Kapulya, not far from my father's town. And he came to America. So there's a Chuvitz in my Zayde. It's a Zayde, and it's a Isaac, a Shuba Muflik, Isaac. It comes from Abonia, Eisbeer, Rozovet. That's where Grozovsky, the Stamichendom, because, you know, in Russian there's no hate anymore.
Right.
Grozovsky, Rozovsky, Grodny is Rodny. So the Barons are gehalten from Mishpoche, they came from the same family. Because his mother was from a Greiser Mishpoche, you know, it's when I hid in the river. And the whole town was sons and daughters, all of them to marry and spread out. River must have been 200 years ago, basically. And Avremel rivers and the dam and Yenos, and we had the Gansi Mishpoche, they're all about Mishpoche. His mother came from the town my father came from.
Okay, Shkayach, thank you very much. Put this down.
Did somebody ask me, Jules?
Yeah. Right.
But then I found in the Torah that it says, my story is that Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't get zogt, but Lamai said this bottle on the Gzeira as soon as the Pinchas the Gehag and Zimri, that was the end of it.
And they didn't kill out that many.
What?
They didn't kill so many.
Avadis, you see that the Mispor and Pinchas,
Achutz
and Shevet Shimon, 24,000 missing, that's all. Okay. So you can wait to my tail, yes, Mustafa, if you wouldn't like it, you must go.